Shattered, Psychic Visions Book 9, by Dale Meyer. Narrated for you by Jessica Hazard. Chapter 1. The blood. It wouldn't slow, it wouldn't stop. It dripped down her arms, her hands, droplets falling from her fingertips. Only she felt no pain, except when she moved. Hannah managed to take one step, then another. Her weight came down hard, her legs wooden, her ankles stiff, unbending lumber blocks. The motion jarring. More blood flowed. It dripped in a slow and steady stream onto the gravel beneath her feet. She was taking a big risk of being hit by a car, stumbling unseen in the dark on this narrow road with no real shoulders, but she felt it was the only way. Hannah watched the drips in macabre fascination. Where was it coming from? Her head pounded, her body throbbed, and her legs? Well, they'd been screaming for miles. She had no idea where she was, how she got here, or why she would be walking along this lonely stretch of highway. Yet she knew she had to continue. It was important. She just didn't know why. And of course it was dark. Black. The moon argued with the clouds above, giving her brief moments of luminescence. A heavy dampness clung to her nose. A couple vehicles had passed her, but no one had stopped to help. Why? Surely she was visible. She carefully took another step and then one more. Someone would help her eventually, right? She had to keep moving forward. She knew there was no going back. There was no other choice. Keep walking. You're almost there. A soft male voice inside her head directed her.
Where am I going?
She sobbed to the empty night. Somewhere safe. I can help you. Who spoke to her? What if it was him? The man she'd been running from? At least she thought it had been a man. Or what if another person found her and didn't help her? She could become a victim again. Those horrible images. Fights, fire, screams. All intermixed with sex scenes. Like that made any sense. She gave a short, harsh laugh. She had no idea whether she'd been a victim or a victimizer. But it felt like she'd been beaten to shit and left to die. Her body injured. Her mind vulnerable, weak. She frowned, trying to figure out the disjointed thoughts in her head. Her memories were fragmented, refusing to flow as they should. Was she okay? Had she been in an accident? Attacked? Nothing felt normal or right. Nothing felt familiar, as if she was in someone else's nightmare. A strange set of thoughts ran through her mind, telling her she was supposed to do something. Were they her thoughts? How could they be? Two separate people were arguing inside her head. Someone pushing her to do something. Someone calling her away. Someone who could foretell the future? Or was Hannah just arguing with herself, considering all angles, no matter how weird? And then she was trying to stop other thoughts. He wanted to remove her. He wanted to hurt someone she loved. He'd tried to hurt him earlier today. No, someone else had tried. And failed, she thought. But everything was mixed up. The thoughts were coated in fear and spiked with anger. And the words? Foreign, as if they weren't hers. Flashes of a young girl, then an older one. A knife, screams, all disjointed. Nothing made any sense. Confused and worried, she turned to stare at the trail of blood behind her as she walked forward. Of course she wasn't okay. She hadn't been okay for a long time. More disconnected memories came to her mind. More foggy thoughts. Why hadn't she been okay for a long time? Doctors flitted into her mind, in, then out again. Different men, women. Names and titles all whispered through her mind and back again. She had no idea what or who they were. Even worse, she had no idea why they were walking in an endless stream through her bedroom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?